My philosophy is I live in a very small world with a very large family. That's just the way they're all brothers and sisters to me. So that's going over there and interacting with them was a good thing. I think a lot of these folks here have been on mission trips and even international mission trips, so this isn't going to be too crazy for them. But going away for a month, that was a lot. And I couldn't do that without support, and I appreciate that. Anyway, Samaritan's Purse is a great outfit to go with. I felt like, you know, leaving the country and going over there, that was all good. They made it easy. They had somebody there to meet us, so if you're thinking about doing it, you know, Samaritan's Purse is a great outfit to go with. They're good. And as far as going away for a month, I just happened to be unemployed at the time, and there's a lot of good reasons not to do it, and I really struggled with that, and prayed about that, and God just said, hey, I got this, you know, I got this. You got a plane to catch, you got work to do, go. So that helped. Going over there, getting there, meeting a new group of people, showing up, and getting settled in after traveling for a couple of days and looking around, you can kind of see what the living conditions were like and looking at each other and saying, uh-oh, whoa, what are we doing here? This isn't going to be good. But we worked through that, and it worked out to be fine. Let's see. Try to make some clear points here. It was interesting to be interacting with people over there. Japan's not a third world country. And, you know, they're developed. A lot of the houses that I was working on were nicer than my house. And they're pretty firmly rooted in Buddhism, so they're not really searching. So that was interesting to be able to share. But, my philosophy is I'm over there representing Christ. I'm working for Christ. I'm not there because I'm a good guy, because I'm not. I'm there because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and it was nice to be able to be over there representing Christ and just showing these people who are in a bad way. We were there exactly a year after it happened, and these people are people of not necessarily modest means, and for whatever reason that I was never able to grasp, they were not able after a whole year to get their house livable again. It was flooded. We were working on flood damage. So they were happy to see us, and they were very grateful. And it was nice to be able to just be there and say, we're followers of Christ. We're here. We're going to rebuild your house. Yeah, that's how we roll. You know, that's who we are. That's how we roll. We're Christians, and that was sent a pretty powerful message, I think.